Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the Keeping Their Cool people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome everyone to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, July 25th, featuring our scripture readings. As always, let's begin with prayer. In your compassionate love, O God, you nourish us with the word of life and bread of blessing. Grant that Jesus may calm our fears and move our hearts to praise your goodness by sharing our bread with others. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our first reading is from the book of Psalms. In the original Hebrew, Psalm 145 is an acrostic, with verse 1 beginning with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, verse 2 with the second letter, and so on. Since translations can't easily convey the acrostic structure, the psalm may come across as slightly disjointed, sounding like a series of somewhat loosely connected statements. But what unites every verse is the theme of praise. From start to finish, this is a psalm of praise to God. Reading from Psalm 145, verses 10 through 18, from the PCUSA Book of Common Worship version. Let us listen for God's word. All your works praise you, O Lord, and your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your reign and speak of your power, that the peoples may know of your power and the glorious splendor of your reign. Your reign is an everlasting reign. Your dominion endures throughout all ages. O Lord, you are faithful in all your words and merciful in all your deeds. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand and satisfy the needs of every living creature. O Lord, you are righteous in all your ways and loving in all your works. O Lord, you are near to those who call upon you, to all who call upon you faithfully. So ends the first reading. Last week's gospel reading from Mark led up to Mark's version of Jesus feeding the crowd of 5,000, but skipped over it. Don't ask me. I didn't make the lectionary. So this week we shift to John to hear his version of that miracle of the feeding of the multitudes. So John calls such events signs that point to God. Now let's listen again for the word of God according to John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 21. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up to the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountains by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land towards which they were going. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.